Progress continues to be made on the new Hopkins County Jail project. The project is just a few days behind schedule and under budget. It is still scheduled to be finished in October, and I got an update from County Judge Robert Newsom on Thursday morning.
We're really starting to make some serious progress now, and the weather has been good for two or three weeks, and actually they're trying to pour the last bit of concrete for the parking lot next week. Now, I understand the weather may be bad. It may postpone that just a little ways, but they were planning to do that on Monday and Tuesday in a meeting that I was at yesterday. But one way or the other, we're doing very, very well, making good progress. At one point, we were 17 days behind schedule. And yesterday in our meeting, they said that it's down to 11. So they've made a lot of progress over the last 3 weeks.
Okay. And this is at some point they'll get this roof on there, and that's sometime in March they think that what we would call in the dry.
Right. Once they do that, it's going to be fine. You see, we've had 21 weather delays. Now, rain weather days are mostly here have been, and by the way, it was a lot more than they anticipated because we're having a wetter year, which we're very grateful for. Also, we're having a wetter year than normal, so they've had 21 weather days. And yet we're just 11 behind. So we're just and after going through all the cotton gin and all the things, I'm very grateful. I feel like we're doing very well.
What kind of feedback are you getting out of the state capitol concerning the sales tax used to help to try to fund your jail?
Well, that's a different subject, and I'm glad you asked that because yesterday we got something from Jim Allison, our attorney down in Austin, who's working on this with us. The bill is ready. And has been given over to Senator Hall, Senator Bob Hall, and he is supposed to lead the way in getting this in. So the bill is prepared, and he should file it. He may have already filed it, but I haven't heard that he has yet, but he should file it within the next few days. That will be followed by Dan Flynn, who has already agreed to take it to the House. So things are looking promising there, and most of what we're hearing out of Austin is that's a great idea. You know, why don't we do that for a lot of people? And, of course, again, we're saying it's do ours, and you can do what you want to rest of the state. But for Hopkins County, we want our voters and our citizens to be able to take advantage of this idea of a sales tax, half a cent sales tax, which people would hardly miss. And yet it would replace the bond which raised our taxes. You know, we raised our taxes 6 cents this year, property taxes. And so what will happen is those will be lowered back down, sales tax will take its place, and I got some figures yesterday actually that it would be more than the $1,200,000 yearly payment that we'd make on this jail. So things are looking very promising, but again, that's the state legislature, and I can't predict them, but we're going to do all we can to help them.
KSST News.